Friends and family all tried to warn essayist Naomi Lewin about tackling a full house renovation. But when she lost her heart to an 85-year-old diamond in the rough, did she listen? Nope. Although Lewin expected the worst, she had no idea that the worst would turn out to be having to make so many choices.
I'm in a paint store staring at infinite variations on off-white, and suddenly I'm having a former Soviet Union moment. In the so-called evil empire, consumers were never subjected to the rampant capitalism featured in, say, the shampoo section of an American supermarket, where the amount of shelf space devoted to fighting dandruff alone is mind-boggling, never mind the city-block-long aisle of stuff for dry, oily, ethnic, baby-fine, color-treated, or just plain normal hair. Displays like that always leave me thinking that in the former Soviet Union, the choice was probably shampoo or out of shampoo. When I began my house renovation, it never occurred to me that kitchens and bathrooms didn't spring full-grown from the head of Zeus. I mean, you have a sink, a tub, a toilet, but who knows how they got there? My first big shock came in the plumbing supply showroom, where I was confronted by a dozen different variations on what they euphemistically refer to as commodes. You come, you sit, you do what needs to be done. Ever since the commode came in from the cold, who cares what it looks like? I picked a basic model and moved on. Given my limited budget, an octagonal whirlpool spa was not in the cards. I just wanted a simple prefab shower-tub combo, but given the slant of the bathroom roof, I had to install a standalone tub surrounded by tile-covered walls. Next stop, the tile showroom, and another former Soviet Union moment as I came face-to-face with the possibilities. Three visits later, I settled on nice proletarian white squares, which left the kitchen. After they carted off the 1920s farmhouse sink and the only slightly more youthful appliances, I was left with a culinary tabula rasa. My former Soviet Union moment at the appliance showroom packed an added wallop, trying to find a refrigerator without ice and water in the door. You can just imagine the trip to the kitchen design showroom. Cabinet styles, wood types, qualities of finish, and the eternal countertop question: formica, corian, or granite. Just when I thought I was done, Folkestone gray formica, Oxford square cabinets with cherry finish and black glaze, the kitchen designer looked at me and said, "Would you like to select the knobs now?" Knobs are sold separately? Pass the vodka, comrade.
Naomi Lewin is the host of Classics for Kids, distributed by member station WGUC in Cincinnati, Ohio.